My name is Tanya Tam, and I am an independent evaluator. So I had the privilege of evaluating the UNEC Project E317 on promoting innovation policy capacities in Eastern Europe and the Caucasus. Next slide. The project was conducted between 2018 and 2024, so over a period of 5 years. And this evaluation was conducted about a year ago, 2023. The aim of the project was to improve innovation capacity amongst policymakers in Eastern Europe and the South Caucasus region. And it was supported by donor funds from the Swedish government. Next slide, please. The innovation can drive regional economic integration and sustainable development. Eastern Europe and the Caucasus countries have common opportunities and challenges in harnessing the power of innovation for economic and sustainable development. And the potential of innovation policy is not only for exports, but also as sources of technology, know-how, and investment, and this is largely unexploited to this day. As for the project accomplishments, innovation policy indexes and reviews were conducted for each of the participating countries, and they were endorsed and integrated into national policies. The project activities strengthened stakeholders' capacity to design, implement, and evaluate effective innovation policy. And thirdly, recommendations that were made in the project activities are now reflected in reforms that are ongoing or intended to policies, institutions, and instruments. Overall, the project achieved its target indicators. Next slide. We had a number of evaluation questions to answer, and one of them was, is this project doing the right things? Next slide. Yes. Next slide. All right, according to stakeholder ratings, that gave the project 87% on a scale of 1 to 100. Okay, so quite a high number. Next slide. Innovation is required for market niches, trade, and service provision that drives economy. Transition economies have historical pockets of excellence, but they need institutional strengthening. This is what the project does. The project gave visibility to the region, with the Swedish government and UNECE filling a critical gap at a time when the project countries were preparing their national innovation strategies themselves. These were the only donors in this space. This was a multi-stakeholder approach that brought people together to engage in innovation for the first time, even within countries, so amongst their own ministries. Okay, next slide. Another evaluation question, was the project gender and disability inclusive, as was intended? And at the design level, yes, but less so in the field, we find. Next slide. Inclusivity was included in all project documents and plans at the design phase and in the implementation phase. However, in the field, we saw a number of things like, for example, the focus of this project was science and technology. Hence, I did not put emphasis on gender in the countries I worked in for the project. This is just pushed by international organizations. The way to make sure that the government takes this into account, inclusivity, is to make sure that international organizations are present here, putting pressure on them. Okay, so these were typical quotes in the field. Next slide. The third question is the project achieving its objectives? And the answer is yes. Next slide. According to stakeholder ratings, 73% agreed that the project was achieving its objectives. The improved policy dialogues have promoted sustained economic growth, innovative development, and greater competitiveness in the UNECE region. Ministries that didn't work together before are now working together on innovation. However, there's still a narrow focus on accelerators, tech startups, and finding unicorns at the highest levels of government, instead of systematically addressing gaps in policy reforms that are beyond ICTs. Innovative procurement law has already been drafted and is in place already due to this project. This is a giant achievement for the project, with many potential positive knock-on effects down the line. All right, as you can see, overall, according to the survey, stakeholders rated relevance of the project a strong 87%, effectiveness 73%, efficiency 86%, and sustainability of the project, will it last, 94%. Okay, next slide. Some recommendations to go forward. Given the high relevance of the project, continuation of funding is recommended to support Eastern European and the South Caucasus countries. Furthermore, funding to replicate this project for other subregions like in the Western Balkans and Central Asia is also recommended. Secondly, to ensure conclusion of gender and stability in the projects in the field, donor staff are encouraged to have check-in meetings in the field itself. Another thing to ensure inclusion is to ensure that statistical data is collected to help push accountability in the field for inclusion. Thirdly, strong external support from technical experts, external staff, UNECE donors is needed to continually engage and monitor the implementations of project recommendations of the policies. So increased time in the field is recommended to continue engagement with the network of focal points to ensure progress. All right, thank you very much.